Hey there, I'm Lee. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have been talking about having more richer and fuller fruit. Jesus said in John 15, too, any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims it off, takes it away, and he cleanses, repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit to make it more richer and more excellent fruit. And actually, in verse 1, he said, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. So he's saying what the Father was doing, that he was pruning Jesus. And so we have to follow that same example. He told the disciples, you are pruned already. You are washed clean because of the word. So the word that we take and we apply it to our lives cleanses us. And so, and of course, we have the Holy Spirit to reiterate, to remind us of what Jesus said. And so from here, let's acknowledge Jesus before we go on. Jesus, we thank you that you are here. We acknowledge you. We thank you and praise you that you are here to instruct us, to teach us, and to prepare us, to show us how not ready we are to stand before you that day. We love you and praise you. Thank you, Jesus. You know, and so many people think they are ready. And it has been my calling to tell people you're not ready. And most everyone tells me, I'm ready. And each and every day, Jesus gives me another word of how we are not ready. And we are not developed in the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians says, the fruit of the Spirit, which his presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, even temper, forbearance, and kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness. And this is Amplified Classic Bible. So I'm going to use the word patience is expanded to forbearance, and I'm going to use that word forbearance. And so Jesus is talking to me today about that word forbearance. And how we need to get to a place where we can tolerate. Forbearance is tolerating, having an even temper, suffering. You know, people say, I'm not going to be their doormat. And really, that is what we're called to be. And Jesus is our example. Look at the things that he put up with, what he did. And for the reason of our salvation, so we could know the Father, so we could know how much he loves us. He suffered while he was here. He tolerated us. Even the disciples, he said, how long should I put up with you? Oh, you of little faith, when are you going to get it? And I feel that he's saying that to us. We think we're ready, but when are you going to actually get it? If we don't have this fruit in abundance, more richer, excellent fruit, then we can't walk in the anointing that we're called to walk in. We can't do as well. We are called to be like Jesus, to be long-suffering, to be tolerant, to suffer for the sake of someone else's salvation. And if we aren't developing the fruits of the Spirit, if we're not tolerating, if we choose to be offended and say, I'm not doing this, we're not going to be able to walk in that anointing. We're called to lay hands on the sick, cast out demons. We're called to do his work, and we can't do that work if we're not willing to suffer for that person, that it is not his will that he perish. That person would perish. If we're not willing to suffer that for that person that is perishing, then we can't walk in his power. And as well, on that day, he's going to say, I didn't know you. You wouldn't lay down your life for me, for that person, for your neighbor. Jesus is calling us to suffer like he did. You know, when someone doesn't treat you right, it sure does not feel right. And he's calling us to the place where we can handle it. And we can handle it when we have the understanding, when we know, they're like babies. If you look at someone who's not saved, they're still acting like as in if they were a child. And we're supposed to be mature enough to see through what is happening, to be led and guided by the Spirit, to know that what is happening is that the enemy is controlling them. They don't know Jesus. And they're going to know Jesus through you and I. No other way. God is calling us to do his work. He said, I'm going to go, now you're going to do what I was doing. And so we need to do what he was doing. And we can't do that without that much more excellent, fuller fruit. So we have to develop in forbearance. We have to develop in tolerating people that aren't nice to us, don't treat us right. Jesus said, what's the difference between you and them if you only love those that love you? And so what Jesus is asking us to do is to be like him, to be mature, to forgive that person on the spot when they hurt you. And it comes with experience. It comes with walking through it. Like if you messed up, if you know that, you know, you're the one who is supposed to be mature and someone who doesn't know Jesus slashes out at you and you slash back, then afterwards, it doesn't feel good that you didn't do what Jesus would do. It feels like you got trapped. The enemy trapped you. And that's exactly what happened. But Jesus wants us to grow up, to get to that place where it doesn't move us. We see what's happening. We're prepared. We sat at his feet. We decided to be long-suffering. We decided to care enough to take on the wrong that is being done to us. And, you know, it can get pretty deep. I mean, people are going to say lies about you. And we care too much what other people think. Instead of thinking what is really happening, we're thinking, you know, well, how could they say that? And we get offended because the opposite is true. But vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter what they think. It matters what Jesus thinks when you stand before him that day. It matters what he thinks. You don't want him to say, away from me, I never knew you. You weren't patient. You wouldn't tolerate anyone. It was all about you. How could they say that about me? Who do they think they are? They're unlearned. They don't know Jesus. And it's not his will that one would perish. And so instead of feeling sorry for ourselves when we're going through, when we have someone in our life that God is asking us to tolerate, to put up with, to suffer for, we don't run away. We don't say, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not putting up with this. This isn't right. It's not fair. And it wasn't fair what Jesus went through. But we were worth it to him. And if the persons in our lives that we're not tolerating don't meet Jesus, then I believe it's going to take longer for Jesus to get here because it's not his will. He wouldn't have it that even one would perish. That's why he's not here yet. We're not doing his work. It's about us. We're just thinking about ourselves. And he's thinking about what you could do for him because of what you know, because of who you know. And he's expecting you to go and do his work. And if it takes suffering, if it takes going without, whatever it takes. And besides that, he said, don't worry about it. Whatever you give up for me, I'm going to give you back. 100-fold return. And so the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control. And today we're talking about being tolerant, forbearance. And look at what Jesus did, all to love us, to show us love. And now he's asking us to extend that love to him, to those around you. So that's the word I have for you today. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you. We praise you for this word, for confronting us and showing us that we must have patience and tolerate from those children of yours that don't know you, whatever we need to tolerate, whatever we need to go through. Thank you for the revelation knowledge of seeing they're just like little children who don't know you and who you long for them to know you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for choosing us. We love you and praise you. Seriously, like, we are good enough to go and do his word. Isn't that amazing? To do his work, to be chosen, to be that one, to grow up and to be like him and do what he was doing and even greater things. And if we don't, if we call ourselves Christians and we don't bear fruit, we're going to be cut off. It's like we're jumping off the vine right into hell. The broken, dead branches are going to be gathered up and thrown into the fire. You're not ready. We're not ready. We are so not ready because so many people are perishing. That's our sign. So many people are perishing because we're more concerned with other things and not concerned about what God is concerned about, his children. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.